Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I like how our viewer in the chat, Black Man Meets World, says, here goes my daily cortisol spike. Yeah, you're going to need it today. Welcome into Redacted.
Sorry, we don't make up the news. We just read it. We report it. We study it. Yeah, it's, you know, you knew that it's election season and it was not going to be fun until at least November. And then we don't know. So, yes, I am Natalie Morris. We're here to talk about geopolitics.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of news to get to. So these American cities, a number of American cities have been under attack over the past 48 hours. This has been happening in Dallas, Chicago, Aurora, Colorado, multiple suburbs now outside of Denver, Colorado, illegal immigrant gangs, Venezuelan gangs, Chilean gangs, multiple attacks in multiple cities. And a lot of the law enforcement officials in a lot of these different areas, because they're sanctuary cities, have just thrown up their hands and said, well, we're not even allowed to report this stuff to ICE. We, you know, these people are carrying out criminal acts. We can't even report them and do anything about it. So we're just going to throw up our hands because of Democratic policies in these sanctuary cities. We're going to look at the latest news specifically out of Colorado in just a few moments.
Right. This is not compassion. It's hurting everybody. It's hurting legal citizens. It's hurting a lot of the legal communities that are being trafficked along with these criminals. So we're going to take a look at what's actually happening under the guise of compassion. It's now a joke.
Also, the Department of Defense has a brand new director. This was a former NSA director. He has now been moved from the NSA. He is now in charge of AARO, A-A-R-O, which is the government program that studies UFOs and UAPs. Will we see disclosure as a result of this move? And by the way, The NSA is in charge of a massive base inside of Antarctica. And so will we see any disclosure related to Antarctica and what's being held and kept secret down there? I've been fascinated by about Antarctica and the number of Navy whistleblowers. Not me. These aren't me. These are military members, Air Force, Navy, whistleblowers who have come forward to reveal the details about what's been going on in Antarctica. We're going to talk about that on the show today.
Plus, Ireland continues to arrest a teacher who refused to use transgender pronouns for a transgender student. Now, the student is not the one who made this muck. It's the government and the school. Why won't they let this guy have his day in court? Why does he continue to show up and insist, I am going to speak about this. I'm going to speak and I'm going to continue to teach. Well, this is a big scandal in Ireland, but not a big story in other places. So we figured we would shine a light on it. We have a guest coming up, Ivor Cummings, one of my favorite anti-authoritarian voices on X. So we're looking forward to that. Plus, we'll take your super chats today. So whatever you'd like to chat with us about, we'd like to chat with you. So you have some time to get it in because we'll do that last in the show. So please consider giving a super chat and we'll read what you have to say.
Well, let's get to it. Well, our nation is being invaded by massive illegal gangs from other countries, and it's happening all across American suburbs. By the way, think this isn't coming to a town near you. Think again. For years on this show, we've been detailing illegal criminal gangs like MS-13 carrying out brutal attacks on Americans while the Biden administration refuses to deport these guys. Even going back to my time at Fox News Channel when I was an anchor at Fox News, we were covering MS-13 gangs and the horrible bloodshed that they were carrying out on Americans under President Obama's watch at the time. And come to a sanctuary city. ICE won't deport you. You can carry out brutal homicides. It doesn't matter because we won't even report you. And that's exactly what's happening. Cops won't even call ICE. Listen to a sanctuary city police officer explain how he let a double homicide killer walk free because, well, he was an illegal immigrant. We couldn't even call ICE.
We'll grab this information and see what we can do, but this, you know, like I said, it's
can you please collect the information?
He said that he's already illegal. He already said that he went to...
Okay, hold on. Let's back up a little bit. First off, we're a sanctuary city. Even if he's legal here, we cannot call ICE.
Okay, but you still have to report that, right?
No, we don't, because it's a sanctuary city. we do not report illegal, undocumented.
So you're going to let a person who went to prison, he committed a crime in America, who's illegal right now, you're going to let him go free right now to this elevator?
That's exactly what I'm saying, because we're a sanctuary city. I've arrested a double homicide suspect in this city before and let him walk out the door because we're a sanctuary city. We're not going to call ICE to come pick him up and deport him.
He came to pick up $320.
So he can stay here and continue the murdering, basically.
I mean, you're hearing that from a police means. Officer's mouth.
Right. Sanctuary for who? Not for you, sir, law-abiding citizen.
Yeah, I mean, if I go to a church, like it's, you know, like I go to a church, I declare sanctuary and they grant sanctuary, I can't start killing the bishops. And they're like, nope, sorry. He's got, you know, we're good. Can't do anything about
it. In New York City, I suppose you could.
Well, in New York City, take a look at this. It's exactly what you can do because we now know, according to the New York Post, 3 out of 4 arrested in Midtown are migrant crimes. They're immigrant crimes. 3 out of 4 arrested in Midtown. Well, you know, in Midtown, of course, where a lot of these hotels have been taken over by illegal immigrants, individuals kicked out, apartment complexes. We're making way for all these illegal immigrants. I mean, this is happening in the United States of America. If you're not outraged, then, then your head's not screwed on right. Quite honestly.
Well, and let's talk about for a second, and I failed to bring this graphic, but I can send it to you, whoever, you know I'm good for it, is that the people who are most outraged about illegal immigration are, according to recent census data and recent surveys, are Latins. Because the Latins that had to jump through hoops to get to the United States legally and work harder in order to stay here, now they see a whole group coming in behind them not having to do that.
Yeah.
And so it's not just like, oh, this is white pride or what have you. I mean, my mom is half Spanish, so I fit into this group. It's people who have had to jump those hoops and now see that those hoops are being removed saying, why'd I do that?
And now we're seeing a huge uptick in this violence. And our story today takes us to Denver, Colorado, the Denver, Colorado suburb of Aurora, Colorado, which is now echoing with the unnerving rise of all of this criminal activity. And I mean echoing through the reverberations of people yelling for their loved ones outside in these courtyards, wondering if their loved ones are going to be shot in these apartment complexes. And it's not just an isolated incident. Take a listen to the Aurora police describe what is going on here in this town. Watch.
Also tonight, Aurora police say gang members have not taken over the Edge apartments. New video this week from Aurora Police Department shows the officers going door to door at those apartments yesterday. And now Aurora's interim police chief says the gang has not overrun that complex. This comes after officers spoke with residents over the past couple of days. Fox 31's Rachel Sauer joins us tonight with those details.
Yeah, Kim, well, this all comes after the Department of Homeland Security confirmed that individuals seen in video given to Fox 31 were members of a known gang. Now the Aurora Police Department says they are confident that the apartment complex is not currently being run by gangs.
This video given to Fox 31 on Wednesday showing armed men breaking into multiple apartments at the Edge at Lowry apartment complex shortly before a shootout happened in the parking lot. And it seemed almost as fast as people were moving out, others were moving in, raising concerns that a Venezuelan gang was taking over the apartment complex.
I know that this gang is here. I know that they are taking over apartment complexes. I haven't even been able to get straight answers.
In fact, the Department of Homeland Security confirmed to our news partners at News Nation some of the men pictured in the video were part of a Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua.
So, and people wondering, you know, there's been reports of the Hell's Angels are getting on their motorcycles and they're coming down to Aurora, Colorado. No, there are no, that story is false. That's not happening. Unfortunately, I wish there were men on motorcycles coming, trying to take back America.
Well, we wish that they were actually taxpayer supported men on motorcycles coming in with the guns that we bought them with our taxpayers. That's part of the social contract.
Yeah.
What I'm curious about, so we're watching that footage or talking about that footage, and so the cops are just saying, no, these aren't gangs. The gangs haven't taken over this building. What are we looking at then?
Right.
Like, what is that?
Yeah.
I'm looking at this thing that looks an awful lot like what you just said.
I know, and then, well, now we're going to get to it in a second here.
No, this is how landlords now operate, because some of the reporting said that the gangs were acting as the landlord, saying, you pay me the rent now, to people living there, and in exchange for...
What? Yeah. Well, I'm just going to say, yeah, but then some of the, well, we can get into a rabbit hole there on that, but the mayor is confirming that this is actually happening. So regardless of what the police are telling the local Fox affiliate, that there are, in fact, multiple illegal Venezuelan gangs that have taken over multiple apartment complexes, and not just in Aurora, but now it's expanding. So it's not just an isolated incident. The city's mayor calls this a nightmare, armed illegal immigrant gangs from Venezuela taking over these apartment complexes. Former 24-year veteran J.J. Carroll of the Customs and Border Protection, friend of the show, just told me a few weeks ago how this was all unfolding. Listen.
Venezuelan prison gangs took over a 99-apartment unit complex. And instead of sending the money to the landlord, they were collecting the rent. And then it comes out that the city council actually says, well, that's not the only apartment complex. There are several that they have taken over in Aurora, and now they run it all. Now, and you're having broad daylight armed robberies of jewelry stores in Aurora and outside of Denver. Look, Denver's collapsing. Denver has 700,000 people live inside Denver metro area. 70,000 of that 700,000 are illegal aliens. And you think they're going to stay in? No, they're going to bleed out. They're bleeding out to Aurora right now. Where else are they going to go in the metro area?
And Ryan Wilson in our chat says, thank you, someone that calls the BS on the Hell Angels story. I live in Aurora, and they are nowhere in sight. Yes, I mean, there's... I see a bunch of people that posted that on social media have now retracted that story. So there's no truth to the Hells Angels are coming into Aurora, Colorado. If you are a member of the Hells Angels and you're planning on going to that town, let us know. But as far as we know, there is no confirmation of that. And in fact, a member of the Hells Angels has come out and denounced that, said that's not true at all. Meanwhile, according to ICE, the gang-involved lookouts are stationed on these buildings. This is according to ICE. This is not according to BS or whatever. You know, this is from ICE, an ICE field director in Aurora, who says that these individuals are staked out on buildings, lookouts for when individuals will show up, law enforcement and other people will show up. The field director of ICE says you'll start hearing whistles because someone they don't recognize is coming close to the apartment. And you'll hear cat calls, whistles, and so forth in order for them to sort of scatter and hide their drugs, hide weapons, et cetera, on that. Just so you understand what's happening here, these are former prisoners that have been released from prison in Venezuela, which are in the United States, organized and taking over buildings. And just take a look at this. This is on August 29th. This is in one of the surveillance. This is one of the suburbs outside of Aurora. These new surveillance footage shows members of this gang, reportedly of this gang. They haven't been able to confirm yet if they're members of this particular gang, but they're armed with the same weapons, going door to door. They went into this person's garage. Now, this person left their garage door open at night, but that still doesn't give you the right to come in and steal their motorcycles out of their garage. So they did that, and they're stealing vehicles, stealing bikes, breaking into houses, stealing merchandise from stores, and, of course, taking over apartment complexes. Mayor Mike Kaufman of Aurora confirmed the unsettling takeover of these apartment complexes. So the police are saying one thing. The mayor is saying something else. In his words, this is an organized criminal effort. There have been zero arrests associated with these crimes. Listen.
So there are several buildings actually under the same ownership, out-of-state ownership, that have fallen to these Venezuelan gangs. I'm trying to walk it back and do the investigation as to how there's a concentration of Venezuelans in these three buildings. Somebody put them there and somebody funded it, whether it's federal government or not. We're trying to find out who these gangs apparently are attracted to, where there's a concentration of Venezuelan migrants. And so they've in fact have kind of pushed out the property management through intimidation and then collected the rents. We have now or have had it is ongoing operations with a task force of local law enforcement, state law enforcement partners, and federal law enforcement partners to root them out. And arrests have been made, but these operations are still ongoing.
So they're saying, okay, now we do have some arrests. So some arrests associated with this particular apartment complex. Okay. So other house break-ins, though? No, no arrests. Okay, how many people have been arrested? We sure love to know that. But, of course, in Denver, sanctuary city, essentially a sanctuary city, Of course, you welcomed in tens of thousands of illegals, so of course this is going to happen. Let's pause right here, though, and think about this for a second. This is Aurora, Colorado, not some distant third world country plagued by, you know, an insurgency problem. This is happening in American heartland suburbs right now, the very places American families choose to raise their family in because of their safety, their community. And quite honestly, their distance from broken, drug-infested criminal shitholes that democratic cities have become. And that's why they've moved to these towns. They don't want to be near it. This guy has my favorite take on these violent gangs. Listen, this has gone viral.
Oh, illegal immigrants from Venezuela are taking over apartment complexes in the United States with our guns that they stole from our gun stores because somebody didn't want to close the border. Look past the bullshit compassionate thing that makes you so open-minded that your brains fall out. The elites want to crumble the world. That's why the UK is dealing with this, and every other civilized country is dealing with mass migration that is changing the culture and increasing violence and rape and destroying the nations that once existed. Because when they burn it down to ashes, the elites can buy it for pennies on the dollar and remake it with them in control. Not you. Not Western idealism, which says that people have rights and dignity. Do you understand? So everybody on the left that's starting to see it now, go buy guns and pray that we can vote our way out of this instead of having to shoot our way out of it, dude.
Yeah. Pray that we can vote our way out of this so we don't have to shoot our way out of this. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. And in fact, I've seen local, some sort of local influencers in Colorado, women who said, I don't want to own a gun. I don't know anything about a gun. I know nothing about this, but I need to be safe now because I'm a young lady who's just trying to go to college. So I'm going to learn, right? This is what we are being reduced to at this point.
But don't worry, Democratic Governor Jared Polis says that this is your imagination. That this is, even though the mayor, Mike Kaufman of Aurora, just confirmed it's true, but it's in your imagination. Colorado's Governor Jared Polis dismisses migrant gang takeover of apartments as imagination, despite video and the mayor confirming the truth. So this is happening in Chicago, overnight in Chicago, as libs of TikTok just reported, 32 Venezuelan illegal immigrants have taken over an apartment complex there. It's happened in Dallas, reportedly. It's happening in Baltimore. It's happening in New York. And it's happening in other suburbs around the country. Just saw in our chat someone saying a number of break-ins have spiked in Michigan. Let us know where you're joining us from today in the comments. Are you seeing a spike in these types of crimes near you, break-ins and other sort of crimes that you haven't seen before in your neighborhood?
Now, even if you're the kind of person who wants to deny that this is happening because you don't want to see it and you don't want to blame Democrats for it because you love Democrats, you have to also see that not only are Americans unsafe, but people in these migrant communities are as well, because what else are they doing? They are trafficking children. We went over the Department of Homeland Security report just last week that shows that we have lost 300,000 children, lost track of them because of these open borders and this allowance of anyone they want to be lawless. Are we saying they're all lawless? Of course not. A lot of them are victims. So if you want to care about them, you have to shut this down. Remember this DHS whistleblower, Tara Rodas, who tried to alert Congress how migrants are allowed to traffic children with impunity? Listen to what she was trying to tell us.
We need to shine a light on this because it's so dark. Can you talk about where are these kids coming from? They're having panic attacks without their parents. So are they being, are coyotes bringing them across the border and they're being dropped at these facilities? How exactly are they arriving in these facilities in the first place before the United States government then traffics them around the other parts of the United States?
Yeah, well, it's a very well-organized criminal operation. So I can give you an example of one of our cases out of Texas. There was a Guatemalan living in Texas, and he had children who he was luring from Guatemala, telling them, look, you're making $2.50 a day now. But if you come to the United States, I'm going to pay you $6 an hour. So some of the children are lured. Like, they believed they were going to be Bill Gates rich, right? Instead of making $2.50 a day, they're more than doubling and tripling their wages. They're like $6 an hour. Wow. So they're lured. Some of them are stolen from their families. Sometimes their families are being sold a bill of goods that, hey, if you send your child to the United States, they're going to be able to send money back to you.
So these criminal enterprises, they have unfettered access to drugs and unfettered access to sexual slaves. This is right. happening.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't want to, you want to pretend that you're compassionate to migrant communities, then you obviously don't care about these slaves. They're like animals to you if you, if well, this like is your really, position.
Really bothers me about that, the image we had before with the Colorado mayor, or Denver, or what was it, the governor?
Governor.
Yeah, saying that it's just your imagination. The problem is, like, they in doing that, they never offer then an explanation as to what it is then. So it's like if you see these gangs in these apartment complexes, like holding people at gunpoint, breaking into things, then they're like, no, the taking over of this apartment complex is just your imagination. It's like, okay, then what is it? If I'm right. imagining, and what? You know, yeah.
Four different Explain apartment complexes me. Taken over, then what just happened in Chicago overnight with 32 illegal Venezuelans that have just taken over? If that's not true, then yeah, what is the alternative here? But you're, and of course the liberal media will tell you that's like right-wing propaganda. Really? Right-wing propaganda? Not exactly.
That the U.S. government has admitted to losing all of these children?
Right.
Migrant and trafficked and...
Yeah, but and that's and the thing is, like, that's what they're doing. They're putting it back on the person that's witnessing it to explain it. They're like, well, no, it's just your imagination. It's like, then what is going on? If you're, if right. you can't just... Your explanation for what's going on can't just be like, well, you're imagining it. Like, no, there's something yeah. is going on, like propaganda or not, tell me what you think is going on. And they won't do that. They just blame the witness.
Right. Fortunately, we don't believe these politicians, you know, and we have individual investigative reporters that we've had here on the show, independent investigative reporters who've uncovered this massive child trafficking ring, the illegal immigrants pouring across the border, the massive housing complexes outside of Houston and so forth that we've covered here on the show. I mean, our list is endless.
But even in the report that we covered, the most haunting bit that I saw, I mean, all of it was haunting, but was... it was an ICE agent who said, we found a child that we had been tracking. The U.S. government had been tracking a migrant child. They went to check in on that child. And the sponsor said, my husband's abusing this child, is in an inappropriate sexual relationship with this child. They're being abused. And the ICE agent said, we don't have anything to do about that. There's no recourse for us to take the child, take it somewhere else, arrest your husband. There's nothing we can do. So even when the good people who work for the U.S. government are being told this child is being sexually abused and they're like, we can't do anything about it. We have no system for this because we tell ourselves we're so stinking compassionate to migrants. How can this be? And who's getting hurt? Well, again, let's revisit this New York Post reporting that we showed you the headline of earlier, that migrants are flooding New York City's justice system, making up 75% of arrests in Midtown as pathetic sanctuary city laws handcuff the cops. So what they're saying is that the Post has seen police reporting. They didn't show it to us. They're saying they've seen it. So we're going to have to take that with a grain of salt, that say that 75% of their arrests for crimes such as assault, robbery, and domestic violence are migrants. And in Queens, that figure is more like 60%. So it's really concentrated in Midtown Manhattan. And here is what they further report, that the problem is made worse by sanctuary laws that mean New York cops are not allowed to work with ICE on cases where they believe the suspects are in this country illegally. Additionally, the New York City Police Department says it's barred from tracking the immigration status of offenders. So, oh, this guy, he keeps raping and murdering and stealing. We're pretty sure that he should be deported, but we have no way to even ask or work towards that goal. So stay here, sir. rape to your heart's content. He says it almost makes it impossible for authorities to get their arms around the problem. And this one veteran prosecutor said, New York City eliminated a tool to get rid of violent criminals. What a mess. The sanctuary city is pathetic. It's disgusting. It's crazy. And making matters worse, police say that word has gotten out in the shelters about the city's lax bail guidelines, meaning migrants know that they're going to get kicked back on the street if they get nabbed, so they don't care. It must be very frustrating to be a law-abiding New York City taxpayer, or worse, small business owner, knowing that if not for this sanctuary status policy, you might have a fairly safe city. But that's not the social contract.
It even sucks for citizen criminals, because they're the only ones like bearing the brunt of criminality. Right. Like, they go to jail. Like, right. I'd be pissed if I was a thief.
And had an ID.
We need more vigilantes. We need more Batman, like to swoop in, because apparently
careful what you say there.
I mean, if we don't have laws, then I guess we're a lawless nation right now. So illegal immigrants, they won't phone up ICE. They won't have any, they just walk free. Or if they do get nabbed, they're just released on bail. It's totally fine.
And I want to remind you of this clip that we showed in February of 2024, because it's not just willy-nilly bad guys who have gone rogue or working on their own or what have you. New York Police Commissioner Eddie Cabin said this about how sophisticated migrant criminal rings are. He called them ghost criminals.
Today we are seeing similar situations with migrants. They're essentially ghost criminals. No criminal history, no photos, no cell phone, no social media. Sometimes we're even unclear on a name or a date of birth. And on top of that, these operations are extremely sophisticated. They intentionally try to evade the police.
This is exactly the dystopic scenario of Gotham City. I don't know what anybody is motivated to do about it. Don't think it's intentional, I don't know what you... I would love to know some kind of alternative. Why is this happening?
It's not even a matter of do you think it's unintentional. It's not. We've proven here on the show that it is absolutely intentional, with the great reporting from J.J. Carroll and Ryan Matta as part of their documentary series they're working on This Is Treason. It's well documented. This is organized by the United States government, the Department of Homeland Security under Mayorkas. This has all been planned. This is exactly what the Biden administration has wanted. You can't get voters, bring in 20 million of them that will be on the government payroll and, vote just the way you want and remake the United States. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So these sort of blue city sanctuary dystopic hell is now spilling over into the suburbs of America. And that's exactly what they want, because they want the destruction of the United States. Let us know your
One small thing that I saw on a guy that I like to follow who gives you sort of home safety tips is he says, your garage door is like a curtain. It's not really going to keep you safe. So you have to lock, not just close the garage door, but lock the door that goes into your house. That's something I've been thinking about lately. And, just securing those entry points as well, because we're here. We're in this worst case scenario right now, folks. Together, we're in it together, though. If you're watching this show, most likely you're in it with us. So, we got to trade tips and tricks right now. That's the job.
We do. And we've got more news to get to here on your Tuesday. Hope you guys had a wonderful Labor Day. We had the day off. So good to see all of you guys. Let us know where you're joining us from around the world. Yes, this is coming to a city near you, as people in our chat are saying. Hey, we've got more news. We're going to talk about, so the Department of Defense has just installed a new director of the AARO program, AARO, which is the organization that investigates UFOs, UAPs. He comes from the NSA. And then the previous person had completely stonewalled disclosure and actually went against whistleblowers from the U.S. Navy, U.S. Air Force, other members of the government who came forward to tell us all about these secret programs, the reverse engineering programs, the recovery programs, all of these things. So now that we have a new director in charge of this, will we actually have disclosure, or will it be more of the same, more blocking of secret government programs? And while Americans go about their daily business, the government is operating in secret to the tune of billions of dollars, operating these illegal black you know, black project programs. So we're going to talk about that in just moments.
But first, we want to tell you about our friends over at Oracle, because we don't know what the economy is going to do. We are expecting interest rates to drop. But then what do you do as a small business owner? You know the saying, when the going gets tough, the tough go shopping. Well, you can't really use this market dip if you're not organized with your finances. That's why Oracle has the number one cloud ERP software, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, human resources all into one platform. So with one business management suite, there's one source of truth, given the possibility and control you need to make quick decisions, which obviously we do because we are in an uncertain economy and you need to be able to pivot. So how are you going to pivot if you don't know what your current situation is? So right now you can learn about Oracle and see if it works for you. Their NetSuite program, again, is an all-in-one guide. It's like the CFO's guide to machine learning. It will do it for you. Tell you exactly what shape your business is in, what needs help, what can grow, what do you need to see. It's basically, it's like a scale for your business. Where are we and what can we do? Because we don't currently live, if you live in the West, we don't live under a government that wants your business to succeed, but we do. So right now, download the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/redacted. Again, it is a guide to help you learn how to best track and manage your business, your small business, because it's got to be you that makes this succeed. So the guide is free to you at netsuite.com/redacted. One more time, you can find it for yourself so that you are in charge of understanding your business using machine learning and AI from our friends at Oracle. Find it at netsuite.com/redacted.
Well, the Department of Defense has a new director this morning, a new director put in charge of ARRO, which is the office in charge of investigating UFOs and UAPs. Yes, so the Department of Defense has just announced their new director, and it's a curious choice because he's a former NSA scientist, and the NSA has deep connections to the cover-up and the secrecy surrounding these projects. So will we see truth now? Will truth finally hit the airwaves? Will we learn about all of these black projects that the government has been carrying out for many, many decades? Or will there be more of a cover-up? Let's ask one of the finest, one of the most well-respected ufologists in the world. That is Dr. Michael Sala, author of many incredible books on these programs. And he writes at exopolitics.org. And Michael joins us now. Doctor, great to see you as always. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Clayton.
So what did you make of this new appointment at ARRO? First of all, maybe you can set the stage for our audience that isn't familiar with ARRO, if they're sitting there saying, oh, this is all craziness. This isn't actually an office in the United States government. What does ARRO do specifically, A-A-R-O?
Well, the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office was set up in 2002 to study UFO reports, or UAPs as they are now known in the official literature. And because there had been this accumulation of reports of UFOs near Navy ships, near military facilities, dating back to 2004, the Pentagon had set up a number of study groups. And quite recently, you had Luis Elizondo, who was the first director of the ATIP program, which was the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, set up in 2009. From that, you've had a number of successor organizations, which now end up with the ARRO office, which is set up in the Pentagon, and it reports directly to the Deputy Secretary of Defense. So that's a very high-level official, Kathleen Hicks. And what the Pentagon is trying to do with the appointment of this new director, Dr. John Kozlowski, from the NSA, is to... one, to perform the duties of reporting accurately on UFOs, determining what kind of threat, what kind of danger they pose to military operations, to civilian aircraft, and to also release information to the general public about this phenomenon and to kind of acclimate the public to some of the deeper truths that are behind this phenomenon. And the predecessor of Kozlowski, which was the inaugural director of the ARRA office, Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick, I mean, he really was a gatekeeper, and he created a lot of resistance, a lot of resentment, and people felt that he was doing nothing to protect whistleblowers from coming forward and revealing what was going on. So I think with this new appointment, they're wanting to turn that around and make ARRA a more friendly place for whistleblowers to come forward to reveal what they know.
We've had all sorts of whistleblowers, and these aren't just farmers, you know, standing out there in their fields. These are high-level members of the United States military. You know, these are highly respected individuals who've come forward, or there's others who have been held back from coming forward because they've feared some sort of career destruction, right? That their career would be ended. We see in the point of, you know, David Grush and other individuals who've come forward. A lot of criticism is then heaped upon them. We've seen other whistleblowers in the United States government coming forward from the FBI. They've had their lives destroyed by the FBI. So it's not been a very comforting whistleblower experience in the United States government over the past few years under the Biden administration.
And also under ARRA, with Dr. Kirkpatrick heading it, I mean, he was actually very critical of David Grush when Grush came forward and gave his testimony at a congressional hearing in July of 2023. I mean, he actually tried to throw a lot of cold water on Grush's claims. And so it was the direct opposite of what he was supposed to be doing. I mean, as the director of ARRA, I mean, he's supposed to be vetting whistleblowers and giving them some kind of protection so that they could reveal everything that they know. And but what we got from David Grush was that it wasn't just him, but there were a number of other whistleblowers who had gone to the ARRA office under Kirkpatrick, and that they were prepared to testify and reveal what they knew about these crash retrieval programs, about the recovery of EBE bodies, and also the existence of reverse engineering programs in corporate facilities. And Kirkpatrick didn't want to know anything about that. He shut all that down. And so this is really why the ARRA office fell into such disrepute among the UFO research community, because he was doing nothing to protect whistleblowers. But I think under this new director, and given the office that he comes from, the National Security Agency, I think we're going to see an effort to turn that around. They're going to create an environment for whistleblowers to come forward where they can actually be protected and reveal some of the things that they know. And I think this is where you maybe have a contrast between different institutional biases. On the one hand, Kirkpatrick, he worked for well over a decade with the CIA. I mean, he was involved with the CIA. He was a research scientist with them. So he kind of embodied that institutional ethos, if you like, which is that, you know, we know best and we're going to keep everything under wraps. And the CIA has long been the lead agency in covering all this up. Whereas the NSA is a very different institution. It's more closely aligned with the military mindset. And I think that the people in the NSA, that they actually would probably be more inclined to revealing more of the truth to the general public, but doing it in a way which is very graduated, very responsible. They don't want to do any kind of anything that shocks the American public or creates civil unrest, but certainly reveal enough so that people start paying attention and prepare them for so much more that needs to be revealed.
So I think what's really fascinating, I want to talk about the Antarctica connection here, the Antarctica base. I've been long fascinated by the massive underground city, the massive underground military complex that's in Antarctica that's kept off limits. Like if you go there on a cruise with your family, you will only be allowed to see a portion of Antarctica. You will not be allowed to see any further into these secure locations. As whistleblowers have pointed out for decades, they have been involved with managing interstellar trade out of Antarctica, according to Navy whistleblowers. That's not according to me. So keep your hate messages away. These are from Navy whistleblowers who've come forward, Spartan 1 and 2. And also we have whistleblower Dan Sherman from the U.S. Air Force, also who's confirmed these Antarctica doings. Now, and the NSA runs the office for managing interstellar trade, if I understand that, out of Antarctica. Can you, I mean, for somebody listening right now who's sitting there, their mind is blown. Wait a minute, we have a base in Antarctica and we're running interstellar trade out of there and the NSA is involved in that? I mean, that sounds like fantasy.
Yeah, well, the NSA has been involved in tracking and monitoring UFO activity ever since its inception in 1952. In fact, that was probably one of the prime reasons why it was set up, signals intelligence, that the NSA has developed the capability to detect the appearance of UFOs anywhere over the Earth. And what has been found in studies is that wherever there's UFO activity, there's often a burst of gamma wave activity or gamma electromagnetic waves. And so the NSA has been able to set up a worldwide monitoring system where they can detect the appearance of UFOs anywhere on Earth. And so they've been detecting UFOs down in Antarctica for decades. There are reports on these UFO activities near Antarctica. And we know that the NSA has been monitoring signals traffic from Antarctica for a long time, as they do all over the world. But what's very interesting was these many reports about activities in Antarctica from various whistleblowers suggesting that there was a base there. And there were two whistleblowers that came forward, and they first reported this to Linda Moulton Howe, a veteran UFO researcher. They were called Spartan 1 and Spartan 2, and they said that there was a interstellar trading base in Antarctica that was run out of the headquarters for the National Security Agency in Fort Meade, Maryland, out of the sixth floor. So this is where it becomes very interesting why Dr. Kozlowski has been loaned by the NSA to run the Arrow office for a period, because he's there on detail. I mean, he hasn't been permanently moved to the Arrow office. He's there. He's an NSA scientist. And the thing is, he is aware or would be aware of a lot of this because clearly his job in monitoring UFO activity would give him need to know about whatever records the NSA has on UFO activity. So this is where he very likely will be briefed or has been briefed about this office at the NSA running this this interstellar trade out of Antarctica. And he also probably is very familiar with the testimony of Dan Sherman, who was a 12-year Air Force veteran who was seconded to the NSA to monitor communications with these gray extraterrestrials on behalf of the NSA. So the NSA has been tracking UFO activity. They've been tracking and communicating with extraterrestrial civilizations, and that they also run a interstellar trading base out of Antarctica.
I've interviewed whistleblower Eric Hecker. He was stationed in Antarctica. He worked for Raytheon. He was a defense contractor. He worked there at the base. He is now a whistleblower. He talked on my show about the massive military base in Antarctica and how that base at the South Pole is actually a giant air traffic control tower that monitors, as you point out, interstellar craft. Now, this has been confirmed by the Navy, U.S. Air Force whistleblowers. Again, members of the United States military, not me. I'm not saying this. This is United States military confirming this. So are you hopeful then that this new appointment of John Kozlowski will in fact lead to more disclosure? Will he be forthcoming about what the NSA has been involved with, or will he be apt to pull a CIA move and try to keep a lot of this quiet? What does your gut tell you as we enter into 2025?
Well, there's always been a factional struggle within the U.S. military intelligence community between those that don't want disclosure to happen, keep everything under wraps, and those that have been pushing for disclosure for many, many decades. And I think the NSA is among those institutions that wants to reveal the truth. I mean, you have, for example, the NSA director under President Trump. He was the one that went in there and warned Trump when he was there at Trump Towers in New York that they were being bugged, the intelligence community was being bugged. So the NSA is, I believe, much more institutionally inclined to have the truth revealed. And so I think that they've looked at what's happened. I mean, the intelligence community has looked at what's happened under Kirkpatrick. They say, well, Arrow has lost all credibility. No one trusts it. No one believes it. We have to turn things around. So let's put someone in there that does seriously want to push the disclosure movement forward, reveal some very important things that have been covered up, and prepare humanity. Because I think those that are running the institutions that govern the national security agenda over the next decade know that the US needs to prepare the public for disclosure, because our future lies in space, in the construction and the development of fleets of spacecraft using advanced energy propulsion systems, using anti-gravity principles, torsion field principles, because this is the only way you can keep up with the extraterrestrials that are out there. Because I think those that are clued in or briefed about the big picture know that our planet and the US in particular needs to play catch up, that the planetary population needs to really learn a lot more on what's happening out there so that the massive fleets can be built, so that the Earth can be on par with interstellar civilizations. At the moment, it's all done through a black budget, through covert projects. And while there are small numbers of anti-gravity craft capable of interstellar travel and using wormholes and so forth, these are kind of relatively few, because it's only a very small segment of the entire planet that's behind it. So I think this is why you're having the US push the Artemis Accords, why they're doing technology sharing with many countries that are involved with the Artemis Accords. I'm working with a whistleblower called JP, and he said that he did a mission to a huge spaceport in Alabama, and he said that there were pilots from approximately 30 nations being trained to fly these flying saucers
in Alabama
that were built by Nordics. In Alabama, in an underground facility, a huge spaceport in Alabama, near the caverns, near Huntsville, Alabama, where they have massive caverns down there. There's a massive spaceport, and you have hundreds of these flying saucer craft there, and the Nordic extraterrestrials responsible for that port are training pilots to fly those. And those pilots are not just from the US. They're from other countries, France, Britain, Australia, Canada, Germany, and so forth. And I think the incentive is the Artemis Accords.
Fascinating. Fascinating. You know, I think a lot of Americans just, it kind of goes over their heads because they, you know, they've got their families they're dealing with and taking care of and trying to put food on the table right now. And all of this stuff is happening, you know, under the ground in these towns, whether it's in Colorado, whether it's in Alabama, whether it's in New Mexico, the United States government actively involved in this. And I think we need to shed light on this. And regardless of how you feel about it, this stuff has been redacted for many, many decades. And I would love to, I hope that we get more disclosure on this. Absolutely fascinating. Dr. Michael Sala, always great to have you here on the show. Thank you for this update on this Arrow, this new move at Arrow. Let's hope that the NSA portion of this is now forthcoming. I wonder what Edward Snowden would say about the NSA being forthcoming. We'll see if he weighs in on this over the next couple of days. Dr. Michael Sala, great to see you as always.
Thank you, Clayton.
Thanks so much, Doctor. Someone in the chat saying we should invite Timothy Alberino on the show to talk about how these are not extraterrestrials. They are entities that have been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. So we've had Timothy on the show. He's a good friend of the show, and yes, we're going to have him back actually to talk more about that. You know, something that Tucker has talked about quite openly, that his sources on this are that these are, you know, beings that have been here for hundreds and hundreds of years. I mean, regardless of where you come down on this, to think that we're alone in the universe is literally the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But, you know, so what is the government hiding about all of this? I would like to know. I'd like to know what it is. Please tell us. But you're hiding it, and we know you're hiding it. And a number of U.S. military members have come forward and, of course, blown the whistle on this. And I would love to know exactly what they know. I don't have the answers, but certainly it would be great to hear from them.
No, we have the questions.
We have the questions.
Well, more questions as the Irish government is arresting a teacher who refused to call a student a girl because the student was a boy, saying it violated his religious beliefs. He continues to show up at that school to have a conversation because he says, I'm not fired. I'm still collecting a paycheck. I have a duty to my students. Again, this is a story that has received very little international coverage because it shines a light on a conversation that Globalist Agenda does not want us to have. But we're going to have it, and I'm excited to have it with Ivor Cummings. He's one of my favorite sources on X for these types of things. He's also, I'm going to call, he's like a conspiracy theorist scorecarder. So he keeps track of the things that we report that we're told we're crazy for, and then they come out to be true. Right. So follow him for that alone, because it's fun for those of us who actually do the study to then get to say, I told you so. So that's coming up in a second. Also, we're going to take your super chats. So if you have something to say to us, we will see it. We see a lot of your comments anyway, but you'll get your comment highlighted if you want to put a super chat either in Rumble or in X or in Twitter or what have a YouTube rather. So we will get to all of that. But first, we want to tell you about our friends over at American Financing, because interest rates are dropping. We think they will drop even further when the Fed goes ahead and drops interest rates. But what does that mean? That means that inflation is going to get worse, you guys. So that means that it may be a better time to borrow money, but a worse time to live your life if you are already struggling with your bills, your housing expenses, your tuition, your childcare, your grocery bills. All of that will be worse as the government continues to flood the economy with money. I'm sorry to tell you that, but what you can do if you are a homeowner is look into leveraging the equity that you have in your house. This is something that wealthy people do all the time, is leverage assets in order to grow their wealth. So if you are living on credit card balances that were upwards of 20% interest rate, yuck, then see if you can do better. Trade out bad interest loans for better ones so that you can save yourself some money and maybe free up some space to grow your wealth. In fact, American Financing is teaching people to do this. Their average customer is saving over $800 per month. And if you start today, you can maybe delay even 2 mortgage payments. So think about how much money that would free up in your tight budget. So give them a call at 866-890-8434 or visit AmericanFinancing.net/redacted, and they can teach you how to do this. You can learn to evaluate it for yourself and your family. Again, it's just a new skill that you can learn to evaluate, swap out bad debt for good. Again, call them at 866-890-8434 or head on over to AmericanFinancing.net/redacted. A teacher in the UK has been arrested for refusing to use a trans student's name and chosen pronouns, saying it was against his religious beliefs. Enoch Burke was released in June, but arrested again in the last few days because he continues to show up at the school that fired him in protest. Now, he is a bit of a cultural icon in Ireland, but this story is very much not known abroad. So we've invited Irish author and commentator Ivor Cummings to discuss this. You can find him at Fat Emperor on various platforms, one of my favorite, I want to say, anti-globalist voices. So thank you for joining us.
Great stuff, Natalie. Delighted to be here and explain what it's all about.
Okay, so do that. What is the story of Ivor Cummings?
Or Enoch Burke or
I'm sorry,
first.
Ivor Cummings is you. No, we know your story. You've been on Redacted before. Excuse me. So what is the story of Enoch Burke? I apologize.
Very good. Absolutely. So Enoch Burke is a very religious person from a religious family. Nothing wrong with that, of course. 9 children in the family, which you might say in Ireland goes with the turf of being religious, big families. An excellent teacher, I believe, with a spotless history. But when he was being forced to use they instead of the correct sex or gender for the child, apparently by, some leftist nutbar teacher, but supported by the system because they're all into this DEI woke nonsense, of course, he refused to do so. You know, it was a principle. And then he got an argy-bargy and arguments with the staff and sent to the headmaster. And I suspect, to be quite honest, they might have let him just not address the student potentially, but he would, it was a point of principle. So what got him in trouble was he went to a meeting, and I think there were some parents there, just a general meeting, and he put up his hand and he raised the issue, and he wanted the issue opened up. So he wanted the spotlight on the issue because it was offensive to him to go against biology, not to mention his Christian religion, and that they would have the audacity to tell him to call a child by the wrong sex. As we know, it's absurd. And then because he persisted, they kind of wanted him off the school grounds and suspended, but he came back and turned up at the school, and that's when it got kind of legal. And then the courts were brought in, and they were insisting he had to sign off that he would not go near the school again. I think a kind of a barring order. He refused to do so. And when he went back to the school, he ended up in the clink or in the lockup. So they put him in Mountjoy, Ireland's infamous big jail. And the interesting thing was, when he would not recant, if you will, think of this like the saints of old. He would not recant. He would not agree. He said, I am not fired. Legally, I don't know if they can fire him. And he said, I'm a good teacher and this is my job. I'm not fired. So he went back to the school after a few months in jail. And then after more argy-bargy, he ended up back in court, refused to recant, and they put him back in jail. He spent 400 days in jail so far since 22 in a tough prison.
Mm-hmm. Now, he's not fired, though. He's on suspension and he is still collecting a paycheck. So he says, I have the right to be here and I will be here until I get the discussion that I want. So you could argue he could just go away, get a job somewhere else, and this would be over for him and there would be no more legal problems, but he refuses to do so. It's obviously start of term. He's not been assigned classes. So he's here to prove a point of social justice, right?
That is exactly it. And that's what the mainstream media purposefully obfuscates and will not address. They keep making it an issue of him refusing to go along with the court, i.e. it's his fault. And theoretically, technically, that is true. He could choose to roll over, sit around and get paid potentially indefinitely, to be quite honest. I'm not sure he'd need another job. That's the way it works in Ireland. Just sweep it under the carpet so he could have an easy life. But sweet. Because he's clearly extremely smart, a highly educated family, he understands that he can do that. So this is a point of principle. I think he is trying to draw fire, draw spotlight onto this insanity that's infecting our culture. So I think that's what he's doing. Now, 50, 60 years ago, you got a lot of people did things like that. You had a lot of principled people who were very forceful, you know, and people kind of respected that if there was an important issue at hand. But nowadays, with everyone indoctrinated and hypnotized, everyone just says, oh, he's mad. You know, It's a very interesting one.
Yes, exactly. And he is still appealing his suspension because I think most people don't realize that Ireland is ground zero for gender ID. The government changed the laws to allow someone to change their gender without even a filing fee or any kind of requirements. You could just go and get the documents. And that was done very much under the radar. So the laws now are against him. So he will then have a tough time appealing the suspension, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I often say to people, you know, a certain Adolf always changed the law before he did anything. So in the end, technically, he never broke the law. It's the exact same thing for all of history with these totalitarians. So they're changing all the laws. Twice they failed in the hate speech law that we talked about before. Absolutely insane 1984 wording. And now our prime minister says we're going to get it through before the end of the government. So this, the woke stuff, the new books in children's school, right down to 10 years old, going through all weird sex stuff and multi-genders, And then they're even hinting at, you know, children cannot tell their parents, but they can work with the teacher on some of these matters, right? Mm-hmm. All this madness is coming down from the UN, essentially. And if you go behind that, you have WEF, Rockefeller Foundation, Open Society. So this is tops down, but it is a feel that it's kind of grassroots up. It's not. The fact that most people will go along with nonsense and latch onto it and go along with it doesn't mean it's grassroots. We know where it's coming from. And the UN has published extensively on children and sex stuff and teaching masturbation to like five-year-olds. I forget the exact age. So we know where it's coming from. But one quick thing, Natalie, I know it's a short item. Early on, and the media would not cover this, it came out as fact in one small newspaper that the teacher pushing this issue on Enoch, the parents discovered afterwards of the child in question, and they had no idea this issue was going on. So Enoch was dragged into this madness, asked to call a child they, and it transpired quite quickly. The parents didn't know that the kid was being manipulated in this manner. So that was the real story. That was a shock horror story, but the media wouldn't touch it. Yeah.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful because the child obviously is going through a hard enough adolescence that they don't need to be at the center for something like this. And in fact, Helen Joyce, and she's an Irish journalist as well, in her book Trans, talks about how trans activists purposely wanted to hide gender ID change laws or the change of these laws from the Irish people because they don't want to have a discussion about it. Now, this is something, as he was arrested, that Enoch Burke is saying, we need to discuss this. That's why I'm going to stay here, because he wants to talk about not just pronouns and transgender names, but also puberty blockers and things like that. So you posted on your X account that this is very much like the Brick in the Wall song from Roger Waters, that, you know, we don't need no education. This is what's happening. Can you explain that?
Yeah, essentially, someone made a clip with that song, and I thought it was good. And it just showed him in slow motion as he was arrested. And yes, he was raising about the puberty blockers, the mutilation of children at young ages. And basically, his point is, our society now is being destroyed by some kind of insane influence. Now, he's 100% correct on that. I don't think he's aware of the extent to which all of this madness is published in the UN and elsewhere, but he just knows something crazy is happening, and he doesn't want to see his society disintegrate. Now, he's never forced his religious views. He was very clear on that when they tried to suggest he was. He is simply conscientious. I will not be forced myself to do things against my religion and, it, to be honest, against biology and psychology and common sense in this case. And yeah, the clip is great because this is about people have to rise up, start talking and push back against literally the hypnotism coming down. Remember that, like Sage in the UK during the Cerveza crisis, you know, C19. Sage in the UK, around 50 or 60 professionals that managed the whole epidemic, around half of them are psychologists. It's nuts what's been going on. So, yeah, I think it's amazing to see his bravery. And I said in my tweet, this for me is a simple matter. Simply for me, he is, I think, or this scenario is, shining a light on some pretty sick mentality that's being foisted on our children, not on us. We can handle it. So I said, I'm in support of this, not because I agree with his religious views, or I don't really have religion per se, or anything else to do with him. Just the fact that he's pointing a light on something that, by God, we need to point a light on.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you for breaking this down, because this is a story that I've been peripherally aware of for a long time and didn't quite understand it until it came to a head again this week. So hopefully if more people understand it, they'll say, let this man have his conversation. Let him have his day in court. So thank you for this. You can follow Ivor Cummings at Fat Emperor on YouTube and X and all of the platforms. It's a pleasure to see you again. Thank you for coming back on Redacted.
Thanks so much, Natalie. Next time.
Thanks. All right. So let me know, was this story that you were aware of before, or is this something that was new to you? Because, again, this is something that several viewers have been trying to get our attention about it for a long time. And it took me some time to study it and see what was going on. But there should be a global backlash about this person's freedom to have this conversation. So let me know if this was new to you or not, with just a yes or a no.
More proof of the UK descending into absolute chaos. Over in the UK into a big
pile
of
this is in Ireland, yes. Yeah. But again, as I mentioned, Ireland is the test bed for a lot of these globalist agendas, because a lot of it happens under the rug.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, men can become women in Ireland without voters or any regular citizens having a say in that.
It's crazy. In Scotland, of course, Scotland, maybe the heart of it all, the craziness.
I don't know where the heart of it all is, but it's happening. That's the point.
It's happening. All right, we're going to take your super chats here in a moment. Thank you, Smokey Sergeant. Thank you for that super chat. We're going to just take a few questions here and talk about today's news and anything that's on your mind. We will do that in a second. First, I know we talk a lot about, you know, gold and silver on this show and how it's a fantastic investment, but how can you leverage your old IRA that's sitting around? Maybe you've got an old 401k, you left your job and it's just sitting there. I had an old IRA, I had an old 401k from my job that was sitting there for years. And it had a few thousand dollars in it, and it was just sitting in the stock market. And I was able to roll that over into a self-directed account. And as a result of that, I was able to start investing in real estate. I was able to start investing in precious metals, gold and silver, inside of this self-directed account. And Wall Street doesn't get to touch it. That's the beautiful part of it. And that's why they never advertise you about it to you, about any power of your self-directed account. So you'll never hear commercials about it. You'll never see commercials on TV about it, because Fidelity doesn't make money off of it. Charles Schwab, all of these guys that want you to plan your retirement with Fidelity. All of that garbage, right? Follow the green line to retirement. You sell that commercial? Yeah, because they're going to make tens of thousands of dollars off of your money. That's why they don't tell you about self-directed IRAs. Anyway, our friends over at Lear Capital can help you get set up with a self-directed IRA in minutes. Very easy to set up. And I believe they work with Equity Trust. I think that's their main custodial partner, if I'm not mistaken. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but Equity Trust is a great IRA custodian. They will help you get set up in minutes with them, and then you can start investing in precious metals if you like. And your IRA will actually hold those precious metals. So when the profits go up, you, depending on what type of IRA you're set up with, then you can have that money can grow tax-free. That's the beauty of having a self-directed IRA if constructed properly. So our friends at Lear can help you get set up. They can actually give you the free IRA guide. I would encourage you just to call them and just have a conversation with them. They're a great American company. They are here in America. They don't farm out their call center to India. You'll actually talk to the great team over there, whether it's Peter or Brooke. Tell them we sent you and just say you wanted to get some information about the self-directed IRA and how does an IRA actually work with precious metals. Call them. 1-800-613-3557, and you can start investing in bullion and actual silver or gold coins in your self-directed IRA. You can be held off-site, or you can personally be able to take care of that. LearRedacted.com is the website to go to, LearRedacted.com, or give them a call and speak to them on the phone, 1-800-613-3557. Great people over there.
All right, we're going to take your super chat. So if you have something to say to us, we are listening. We are reading. Thank you so much for contributing to the show in any form or fashion. It doesn't necessarily have to be a super chat for us to see it, but we'll start with those. And we thank you for your comments and your patronage. And hey, if you're not already subscribed to the channel, do that, because that's also free. It's not a paid subscription. It's just something where you can subscribe at youtube.com/redactednews. All right, go ahead.
All right, Smokey Sergeant, thank you for your $20 super chat. Says there's been there has many a current political figure as of late that have been quoted as saying that if a law gets in their way, they'll simply change the law, making them exempt from the law. Well, no one is above the law in the United States, and many people have said that throughout American history, actually.
Well, that's what Ivor Cummings just brought up, right. That a certain Adolf person did exactly that. So, yes, that does seem to be the modus operandi.
Or they changed the laws, like in New York, to be able to go after Trump, like just for as like a temporary changing of the laws.
That is true. They changed the statute of limitations so that E. Jean Carroll could sue him. Correct, sir.
Unbelievable. Let's see if we got any Rumble rants over here on Rumble. Good to see everyone over on Rumble as well. It's hard to find them.
We had one about a free election website that I saw earlier, and I'm not sure exactly what it is. And now that one's gone. So anything else?
Anything else here? We had a couple of, let's see. Yeah, it's so hard to find these here. El Paco Tigre says, thank you. Aliens are interdimensional beings, maybe not nice beings. Beware. I think there's an interdimensionality to all of this. Absolutely. I think it's really fascinating to think about like multiple dimensions, different planes of consciousness. I'm fascinated by that. Really interesting to think that. Alpha Ranch says, YouTube unsubscribed me from your show. No more alerts. So that's what YouTube does. YouTube, like once a month, for some reason, unsubscribes people from our show because they love, you know, they're huge fans of censorship. So I'm not sure exactly what's going on, but just make sure you're subscribed to the show. It's free to subscribe, and you can turn on the alerts as well. We're live every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time, so I'm not sure why they do that. You know, Rumble doesn't do that, as far as I know. To the 13,000 of you watching us over on Rumble right now, I don't think let us know in the Rumble chat. Has Rumble ever unsubscribed you from our show? I don't think that's ever happened. So I don't know why YouTube does that.
I've brought it up before, but I've had the entirety I've been on this show, which maybe about 3 years, give or take, I've had one notification about Redacted on YouTube. And that's not my
that's not the one
that's connected to YouTube. I know it's like that's not the one that's connected to YouTube. That's my personal YouTube. And I've had literally one notification in the entire time I've been here.
All right. Well,
and it was for a live show 3 days later.
Guys. 3 days later. Way to go.
Can I take this one?
Sure. Thank you for the $2 super chat from Muse and is that dirty?
I don't know. Muse and Spews?
Yeah. I don't know if it is, I'm sorry if I missed it, but I really appreciate the support. Thank you so much. Falling on Rumble, $20 super chat. Here's my super chat. Heavy enough to be biblical tithe. DEI is Daniel 12:4. COVID, first horseman, illegal, second horseman, and the impending planned famine, third horseman. We're living in the end of times. I bet I could follow that in an essay. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It does feel apocalyptic. So yes, thank you for that. That's deep. But I'm pretty sure it wouldn't be very hard to write an essay to prove that. Absolutely, that's the case.
Rich Baxter, welcome to the Rebellion. Thank you for joining our Redacted Plus community. We appreciate that. River Ad 1 says they should make Antarctica a sanctuary city. Send all migrants there.
Hmm.
Well, let's see if they did that.
Well, that's some.
They don't vote in U.S. elections, though, so that wouldn't work.
Well,
hey, David.
Yeah, there's David. What's going on?
How
my internet
doing?
Save the best for last.
Yeah.
I get this stupid
He's
thing.
He's been with us, though. He's with us in spirit.
The hell is
yes,
this stupid
always.
Thing on? I can get it off here. Anyway.
All right. Well, hey, we're going to be here all the week. If you're like me, you feel like it's Monday, but it's not. If you were off on Monday, today is actually Tuesday. We had a little fun faux pas today when I did all my work in the Thursday document, and Philip, our editor, is like, when are you going to add your notes for that thing? And I'm like, I did my homework. What do you mean? We didn't figure it out until later that I had done all the work in Thursday, because when we have a day off, I don't know up from down, but I do know that I will be here tomorrow. It will be Wednesday. Join us, please. We're here every day, Monday through Thursday, except on holiday weekends. And that's a little confusing, but we will be back tomorrow. So thanks so much, everybody, for joining us. If you have more to say, we will see it. We will communicate with you also by the newsletter. So please subscribe.
So a lot of people saying they love the shirt. Silence equals complicity. This was one of our limited edition redacted t-shirts in the Redacted store. If you go to redactedstore.com. So limited edition. Yes, the shirt is no longer available, but we've got some other limited edition shirts over at redactedstore.com that you should check out right now before they go away. We've got some good stuff in time for fall with the fall hoodie season in place and some new designs perhaps as we head into the Christmas season, into the fall season here. So check it out at redactedstore.com. Again, we don't mark the prices up. We really try to keep it as close to printing costs as possible for you guys. Just a way to support the show and to support independent journalism. So check it out. Go to redactedstore.com. So thank you for the comments about that. All right, guys, we'll see you back here. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think I have every single piece of merch that says do not comply on it. Like I could have my mug, my hat, my sweatshirt, my t-shirt. And unfortunately, there's not underwear. Otherwise, I would be wearing those too.
This man represents.
Yes, I do. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
That's good. Representing. And when people come to his house to do like work on the house, they're like, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm not going to mess with this guy.
This guy's a conspiracy knower.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. You know how many hats I probably sold being out and about? People are like, I love that hat. Where'd you get that? Like redactedstore.com.
Love it.
And we should say hi real quick before we go to the great friends in Pennsylvania, in Reading, Pennsylvania. We got to say have some cheesesteaks and say hello to Primo's Steaks there in Reading. Good to see a lot of Redacted
Primo
viewers.
Hoagies.
Primo Hoagies in Reading.
It's where all the Redacted viewers hang out.
Yeah, exactly.
Go there.
So thanks for saying hi, everyone, over there at Primo's Hoagies. It was great to meet all of you guys. All right, guys, we'll be back here tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern time. Have a great night, everyone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.